Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. August 21st, a solar eclipse will sweep across the U.S. from Oregon to South Carolina, providing Northwoods residents with a cosmic treat. A local library is helping out to make sure there's safe viewing. It's called the Great American Total Solar Eclipse and will begin on the Oregon coast shortly after 10 a.m. Pacific time or noon Central time as the moon moves between the Earth and the sun. It will sweep south and east with the peak time of eclipse at about 2 minutes and 40 seconds in Carbondale, Illinois, before heading to the southeast. The Rhinelander District Library will be handing out NASA-approved viewing goggles, says Director Virginia Roberts.
We have 200 pairs of eclipse glasses that we received from a vendor because, like I said, NASA offered them to libraries and then promptly ran out. We have 100 pairs upstairs and 100 pairs downstairs, so 100 for adults and 100 for children, and then when they're gone, they're gone. And we're very likely going to kind of ration them per day so that we do have them all next week as well, but we start giving them out on Friday.
The Northwoods will have 80% coverage of the sun during the eclipse. Officials say viewing can be dangerous if you look right at it without proper protection or using a viewing device. Eye damage or blindness could result. Robert says you can also see it on your digital device.
The library is also going to be streaming the eclipse live via all the satellites that NASA has out, and NASA.gov will be streaming that live. So if you have NASA TV, or you can stream it picture-in-picture probably on your computers wherever you are.
NASA has a website with more information, or the website space.com. We have links to both sites at WXPR.org. Critics charge that the Obamacare marketplaces are imploding, but federal data says otherwise. Dan Hyman has more.
One measure shows that current premiums are bringing in well more than enough to pay for claims on average. Another, which looks at the mix of healthy to sick customers in the insurance exchanges, shows stability for 2016 and early 2017. Andy Slavitt is the former acting administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. He says if the White House were not trying to undermine the Affordable Care Act, most exchanges would be fine.
Given that this is a profitable market, absent this action by the Trump administration, you would be seeing insurers expand.
Critics of the ACA say costs are spiking and choices are disappearing, but Slavitt says after some turbulence in 2014 and 15, the market's fundamentals are healthy and profitable. One central argument for repealing Obamacare is that some exchanges offer only one insurance plan or have none to offer at all. Mario Molina, the former CEO of Molina Healthcare, says only a tenth of 1% of counties with a total of about 10,000 residents have no plan, and he says that is a problem. But Molina says attempts to repeal the ACA are causing confusion and instability.
It's the policies and the debate that are scaring off the insurance companies. We've seen a number of large insurers withdraw simply because it's not a big part of their business and they're not willing to put up with the instability around this.
According to Slavitt, many of those counties are rural with a lot of health care problems that predate the ACA. Dan Hyman reporting.
State Representative Dana Walks of Eau Claire has announced his expected run for governor. He's the third Democrat to officially declare his bid for Republican Scott Walker's seat. The 60-year-old Walks is an attorney who's in his fifth year in the state assembly after 3 years on the Eau Claire City Council. Walks says he wants to level the playing field for all Wisconsinites.
I've seen firsthand how our system is rigged for those at the very top. And for the past 5 years in the legislature, I've seen how politicians work for wealthy special interests and not everyday folks.
Walks would be the first challenger to Walker, who's not from Milwaukee or Madison. The state GOP was ready with its criticisms of Walks, saying he has filed frivolous lawsuits as a lawyer to pad his own pockets. And another large Northwoods event is this weekend in Boulder Junction, and thousands are expected to attend. The 61st annual Muskie Jamboree highlights the king of the Northwoods sports fish, the muskellunge, along with the chance to see and do a variety of activities. Chamber Director Teresa Smith says all 4 days are filled with activities. The DNR is providing a seminar Friday morning before fishers head out on the water with a guide to try and land a muskie. Then Friday evening, Hip Pocket will play for a street party. Saturday includes an art show, demonstrations, a fish fry cook-off, and stories with guide Buckshot Anderson. The day ends with a Polka Street dance with the Spotlight Polka Band. Smith says Sunday is a big day.
We are going to go ahead and start that day off with our Muskie Fun Run. It's a 5K, 10K run at the ballpark beginning at 7:30. There's also a 1K kids race along with a 100-yard dash. People can walk in to register for the fun run that morning starting at 6 o'clock. Again, the race does start at 7:30. And then we'll close off Main Street and Highway M South for our arts and crafts show, our car show. We're expecting probably over 100 vehicles for the car show this year.
Smith says the community service organizations will be there to raise money for their efforts. More information on the entire weekend is at boulderjct.org. Forecast for tonight, look for rain ending, mostly cloudy, low 55. Friday, gradually becoming sunny, high near 70. The weekend, Saturday and Sunday, look sunny with highs in the mid-70s. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.